Apura kupa ye na u.
Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, and I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Today on Live Talk, we're looking at the continued incarceration of former Triple C lawmaker Job Sikala, who has spent over 500 days in jail without trial. Sikala turned 51 years old today. But first, Israeli forces on Monday stormed the Jenin refugee camp in the West Bank as they searched for suspects linked to Hamas. Four people were killed, three of them Palestinian fighters who engaged the Israeli forces. Locals say one civilian was killed. Jan Bokchat reports from Jenin.
The violence keeps escalating here in the West Bank. Since October the 7th, in the attack of Hamas against Israel, more than 120 Palestinians were killed here, most of them by the Israeli forces, but some of them by Jewish settlers. Last night, the Israeli forces just stormed Jenin camp and killed four people. Here you can see it's the entrance of the camp, and it was destroyed by Israeli bulldozers. In the last days, Israeli forces are attacking this camp, coming here to try to arrest people they say are linked to Hamas. Last Friday, they also attacked here. There were some confrontation, and three people were killed as well. At that day as well, the Israeli forces just destroyed a monument in honor of the Al Jazeera reporter Shirin Abu that was killed in 2022. I'm Yambwe Shah from the Jenin camp for VOA News.
Meanwhile, the southern African nation of Eswatini has eight species of highly venomous snakes and a mostly rural population of 1.2 million people. And when these reptiles bite people, it can be deadly, especially when an antivenom is scarce. VOA's Nokutunyana Muzi has this report from Manzini.
It's a call no parent wants to receive. Gosingphile Tshabedze was at work when he received the news that his 14-year-old son, Tsebolenkosi, had been bitten by a snake.
I got there to find him in bad shape. At the time, we had no idea that he could have been bitten by a black mamba. On the way, the road was bad. I could see the very life from my son slipping away. I couldn't help but break down.
His son was saved thanks to the availability of antivenom for the bite. But if it hadn't been for the Luke Commission, a faith-based healthcare provider, things might have turned out differently. Each vial costs as much as $120, a price Tshabedze could never afford. Eswatini sees about 200 to 400 venomous snake bites a year, according to the Eswatini Antivenom Foundation. There are eight species of potentially deadly venomous snakes in this country. Species like the puff adder, Mozambique spitting cobra, and the much feared black mamba are responsible for most of the serious snake bite cases. According to the World Health Organization, antivenom is a treatment for snake bites, but there is a worldwide shortage because it is expensive and difficult to produce. And that's where the Luke Commission comes in, says Echo Vandervoel, co-founder of the group that brings free healthcare to Eswatini's rural population.
In the past year, we've admitted over 250 snake bite patients, and we've not had one person die or one loss of limb in the last year. So we're so grateful for that.
The Eswatini Antivenom Foundation can be inundated with up to 400 calls during the snake bite season, the hot months of August and September. The victims are transported, admitted for observation, and treated with antivenom if necessary, says founder Tia Lechka Kuhn.
There's a significant shortage. There has been for about 3 years now. That we have been fighting to try and save lives with as little as 100 vials of antivenom per season.
Zakhele Tlope, is a volunteer at the Eswatini Anti-Venom Foundation.
The people who are out there in the communities, some of them, they are not well-versed about snakes. They kill the snakes, and they still have belief in, they still have traditional beliefs that may be bitten by a snake, you need to have something to drink, a concoction, or you have to have a certain powder, which also contributes to the increase of the number of deaths due to snake bite.
Government officials in Eswatini say at least 6 people have died of snake bites so far this year, and 80 to 100,000 die worldwide each year, according to the World Health Organization. Healthcare experts say lives will continue to be lost if governments don't address the anti-venom shortage. Nogukanya Musi, VOA News, Manzini, Eswatini.
And in Angola, the Inter-Parliamentary Union, IPU, held a meeting in Luanda last week and condemned the continued detention of former Zengeza West MP Job Sikala. The meeting was also concerned about the expulsion of 24 opposition lawmakers and resolved to send a delegation to Zimbabwe to investigate the persecution of lawmakers. Sikala's trial scheduled for today did not take off at the Harare Magistrate Court because his lawyers were not in court. The magistrate postponed his trial to November 13th, but some CCC and family members were in court today to offer solidarity to Sikala, who celebrated his 51st birthday in jail.
Happy birthday, Sikala!
CCC lawmaker Clifford Hlatshwayo spoke about what transpired in court.
We are here as the parliamentary caucus and the our comrades, chain champions from St. Mary's and other parts of Chitungwiza, who are here in solidarity with Honorable Job Sikala. He was in court today. The court was postponed or adjourned to next week. We are very clear. He is our colleague. He is an honorable member of parliament. He is in incarceration, not because he has done anything. He has not done anything. He's a political victim. And we say, as members of parliament, the 10th parliament of Zimbabwe, we say Honorable Sikala must be released. He has committed no crime. He is just there because he stood for the truth. And all of us here, we are there. We stand for the truth. We represent the citizens as he was, as he is also a representative of the citizens. We are clear on that. He is being persecuted because he stands, and he is standing for the truth. And we are going to continue demanding his release. As a party, we are in solidarity. Our champion-in-chief, President Nelson Chamisa, is also in solidarity with our Honorable MP, Honorable Sikala. We all say Honorable Sikala must be released.
That there was CCC lawmaker Clifford Hlatshwayo in Harare. Please stay tuned as we take a brief break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we're streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Today we are discussing the continued incarceration of Sikala, who now has spent more than 500 days in jail without a trial. To discuss this topic, we are joined by Wilbert Mandinde, the acting director of Zimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum. And we're still waiting for our other guests. Welcome to the program, Mr. Mandinde.
Thank you, Madam. Good evening.
From what we've heard that there is an inter-parliamentary union which is concerned about the continued incarceration of Sikala. How significant is this?
It is important that we get people from outside Zimbabwe to be equally concerned about the continued detention of our Honorable Sikala. Certainly, when Zimbabwe is in and it's something which is worrying, especially taking into account the fact that Zimbabwe is a constitutional democracy, and we have a constitution in which bail is their right. And Honorable Sikala has now been denied bail a record 15 times. It's something which is meant really for records, because really would you have a person denied bail 15 times, especially in the countries in which
Mm-hmm. And does the IPU wield power that it can use against Zimbabwe? Mr. Mandinde, I'm not sure if you can hear me still. We might have lost Mr. Mandinde there, but we'll still try to get him back as we continue on our program, and we're also waiting for our other guests to join us. But I will go to our Facebook pages to just see what you're saying on those pages regarding what we're discussing right here. And also we have some callers that wrote in. We'll be trying to call you so that you can also give us your views. As you know, this is a live show, so anything can happen. So for now, let's take a look at what you're saying. There's Reason Garikai Mavava, who's also commenting on the page. There's F. Fruit Rufu. How can Zimbabwe sanction be removed yet ruthless regime is continuing violations of the law and human rights? We lost trust in this regime. That's what F. Fruit Rufu is saying here on Facebook. Tendai Gutu is saying, hello, Tete, hello, hello. Pana Byford Chirongundu. Arguti, dinoti o happy birthday. We were. But in the noti, vacha misa, neutunga miri webato. He's actually saying a happy birthday to Job Sikala, who turned 51 today, as we wait to try and get back our esteemed guests here on the show. Alex Toronga is saying, akura anzi sadak veduwe, anzi, and this one kunge vachati batsira munyaya ii. Tinotenda vese vari kunyora pa Facebook page yedu uyezve tinoshuvira kuti nyorai zvinhu zvisina kutuka mukati nekuti kuti tiverenge zvimwe zvinhu hazviverengeke uyezve tinoti kana mapinda muchirongwa ibva emadzvanya pakanzi share kuitira kuti tione takawanda tichiedza kuti tibate vanyarikani vedu vari pano pachirongwa chedu tichaenda zvakare ku VOA Ndebele tionewo kuti ikoko kuri kunyorwa kunzi chii takamirira vanyarikani vedu muzuva ranhasi pano pa Facebook page yedu tiri kuona pane vamwe vari kuonawo vari pa VOA Ndebele tinokuchingamidzai uyezve tinochingamidza vari pa VOA Studio 7 takamirira kuti tinzwe kuti zvichabuda kubva kune vanyarikani vedu nekuti nhare dzavo dzabva dzawanikwa dzichidona vamba ndinde vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti vari kufamba vari kuenda kubulawayo. Hello, Mandinde. Welcome back.
Thank you, Madam.
Yes, so my question was, does the IPU wield power that it can use against Zimbabwe?
Well, Zimbabwe is part of what I would call a political trouble. And yes, therefore, it does have power and it is respected. Because you don't have to find the vision. But then,
Mr. Mandinde's line is very, very bad, but we will try to see what we can do. But in the meantime, there are some people who are actually sending in some birthday message for Mr. Job Sikala on our platforms. Richard Moy saying, network pamwe ndoe irikunetsa, which is correct. So he's saying, the network is not very good, but he's also saying happy birthday to Mr. Sikala. Shushiso Stole, he's saying, inindi noti ICCC yazama kuitawo. Aiwa atikurudziri vanhu vanenge vachitipa kurudzirwe mirishonga nezvimwe zvakadaro. Saka aiwa ticharamba tichiedza kuti titsvage vamwe vanyarikani vedu kuti vauye pachirongwa kuti tiwanikwe kuti tingataura navo here, nekuti muzuva ranhasi aiwa sekuona kwamunoita ndo zvinoita malive shows. Dzimwe dzenguva mafoni acho anombonetsa, but tinotenda vamandinde vanga vari kuedza kuti vataure nesu panyaya iyoiye zviri kuitika. Uyezve tiri kuedzawo kutsvaga VCCC, tichabatawo vari muno kuti tione kuti vangataurawo kuti chii, nekuti tiri kuedza zvakare lawyer watanga tati tichataura navo wavasikala, but foni dzavo dziri kuti netsei. Totsvaga zvakare vezanopf nekuti vazhinji vakanga vari kumusangano, saka vese vataedza kuti titaure navo nhasi vezanopf vanga vari kuti havakwanise. Ndofunga maneto kubva kupati kumusangano wavanga vari, asi ticharamba tichiedza zvakare kuti tiwanikwe tichivabata kuti tienderere mberi nechirongwa chedu. Asi tinotenda vese vari pamapeji edu, sekutaura kwataita kuti tiri pamapeji akasiyana-siyana, uyezve pane vazhinji vari kufollowa chirongwa chedu. Tinokutendai, rambai makadaro, nekuti kuti tienderere mberi nechirongwa ichi hunge imi makateerera. Pane zvakare vamwe vanyora vachiti vada kupinda muchirongwa, saka tichakufonerai kuti munge muri pachirongwa chedu. Regai tinzwe vadzokora VCCC. Alo vadzokora, makadii?
Tiripo kana makadiyo.
Aiwa tiripo. Nhasi tangozokuita zvekukubatai zvekukujumai, nekuti manhamba ekuZimbabwe ari kutinetsei, but tiri kuona zviri kuitika izvi kuti vasikala vawanikwa ivo vane buffer day ravo nhasi. Uyezve taona isu vachiimbirwa nevamwe nhengo dzebato renyu, asi zvakare nyaya yavo haina kupinda mumatare. Munotii nezviri kuitika izvi?
Ndoo nyaya togara ichitaura kuti muZimbabwe mune mitemo miviri. Mune mitemo wevanhu vezanupf vanopara mhosva vodzoserwa kudzimba dzavo, kwozoita mutemo wemacitizen wekuti vanonzi vapara mhosva nekuti vanenge vasitorina mhosva yavainayo sezvakaita vasikala. Havana chavakatadza, havana mhosva yavakapara. Nyaya yavo ndeyekuti vari kurwira rusununguko rwevanhu, vobva vavharirwa, vobva varambirwa varimo. Iko zvino vakwanisa mazuva anokwana kuita mazana mashanu 500 days varimo, kureva kuti vari kungocerebreta mabirthday day avo vakavharirwa apo vasina kana mhosva yavakapara. Izvi zvinoshungurudza, zvinorwadza, zvinongoratidza kuti tine hurumende isingachengetedze kodzero dzevanhu, isingatarise kuti munhu akaita sei. Havatorina ganda, havanyare kungoti vanongotora munhu ovharirwa mudheri vobva vakanda makii uko. Semacitizens tinoti vasikala havana mhosva yavakapara, ngavaburitswe mujeri vaende kunogara nemhuri yavo.
Taona zvakare kuti pane musangano wanga uri kuAngola wawanikwa iwo veIPU, vati ivo vachakwanisa kunge vari kutumira nhumwa kuZimbabwe kuti dziongorore nyaya yezviri kuitika panyaya yavasikala nevamwewo zvakare vadare venyu. Munotambira sei izvi?
Aiwa, zviri kungoratidza kuti basa riri kuitwa navachamisa nevatungamiriri vamwe varimo vanenge vachifamba vachinotaura nyaya yekudzvanyirirwa kwevana veZimbabwe, kubirwa kwakaitwa sarudzo, kudzvanyirirwa kuri kuitwa vanhu vakasarudzwa nevanhu vari kungotorwa vachibviswa pazvinzvimbo zvavo nevanhu vari kuda kuti vakwanise kuwana zvavari kuda. Tiri kuziziva kuti muparamendi ZANUPF iri kuda 2/3 majority, saka vari kutsvaga vanhu vavanoti taurai kuti ndimi veCCC sezvavakaita kuna vashabangu vakabvisa vanhu vedu mamembers of parliament edu nema councillors edu akasarudzwa nevanhu saka IPU inomirira zvinova dare rinomirira maparliamentarians ose iri kutaura kuti zviri kuitika izvi zvinotyisa havasati vambozviona makaonawo varamaposa vachitaura kuti kuzimbabwe kwakabva kuitwa sarudzo iko zvinhu asi akuona kuti vamwe vanhu vaakungorikorewa vamwe vanhu vaakungobviswa muparamendi chii chiri kuitika kuzimbabwe ndozvatanga tichitaura paya kuti inhambe tambe mahumbwe ari kuitwa navamunangagwa havasi kuchengetedza kodzero dzevanhu havasi kuchengetedza kodzero dzemaparliamentarian edu saka kana vamwewo vaakupindira zvinotifadza nekuti tinenge tichiziva kuti hatisi tega tiri kurwisana nevakuru vanozviti vakuru vezanupia
Tinoona zvakare kuti Vaskala has now spent more than 500 days in jail without a trial. For your party and what you're seeing happening, what does this mean?
It just simply means what we have been saying all along, that the selective application of law in Zimbabwe, there are some people that are, you know, bigger than the law. They do what they do. You saw with the gold mafia. People are looting, people are taking the country's resources, but they get jailed and released after a few months. And then we have people that are being arrested and detained without any crime that they would have committed, like what has happened with Honorable Job Scala. He did not commit any crime. His offense is that he is fighting for democracy, freedom and justice in Zimbabwe, and he gets jailed for doing that. He gets jailed for speaking up. And this is what we'll continue to say wherever we go, in the diaspora, in Zimbabwe, outside Zimbabwe, that we need a government in Zimbabwe that cares about the people of Zimbabwe and that respects the laws of the country, the constitution of the country, and that also respects human rights. And obviously, ZANU-PF and Emmerson Mnangagwa are not doing that.
But we heard Pupurai Togarepi of ZANU-PF telling our reporter, Godwin Mangunjira, earlier on our radio show on Studio 7, that they are prepared to actually welcome this delegation that's coming to investigate because their hands are clean, this IPU delegation. What's your say?
Yeah, that's what they say. That's what they say in front of the media. But deep inside, we know that they are quacking. We know that they do not want that. They do not want them because they know that they are going to be exposed. They know everything that they are doing. They know that the recalls that they've done to CCC members of parliament are illegal. They are machinations of CIO, of FAS, of ZANU-PF. It shouldn't be happening in a democratic society, in a democratic Zimbabwe, that is if we are even democratic. So if they are saying they are going to welcome them, well, let's see when they come what they are going to do. That's when you see them, when they want to speak to CCC people, those people will be stopped, just like what they did with the South African delegation, with the SADC delegation, with the elders that came to Zimbabwe. They come into Zimbabwe, and they don't want them to speak to CCC. That means they are afraid. So what Togarepi is saying is not true because they know what they are doing and they know that it is wrong. The way they are treating the people of Zimbabwe is wrong. The people of Zimbabwe chose their members of parliament, and those members of parliament are being illegally withdrawn. You know, it doesn't happen anywhere. It can only happen in Zimbabwe.
We are still trying to get hold of ZANU-PF. Like I said, Pupurai Togarepi of ZANU-PF had an interview with our reporter Godwin Mangunjira, who did a report on the IPU earlier on. And they said they are open to meet with the delegation should they come. But we'll continue trying to get them and to also get some of our callers so that they can join us on the show. And unfortunately, Mr. Wubert Mandinde's line, we cannot get him back. and also the lawyer of Job Sikala, who we were expecting to have on our show. His line is not also going through, so it's been a really bad day in the office today. But let's read a little bit some of the comments that you're writing. Tendaigu to say, free Job Sikala. He's saying that on VOA Shona. And Tombi Love is saying, free Job Sikala. VG Venge is saying, free Job Sikala. So it seems like a hashtag that our people have actually coined up, but I understand we have a caller. Hello, caller Makadi.
Hello, Makadi.
I what is what the truth or name you could be caller?
Yes, you mean Botswana.
Tell right it.
And I thought that Jane is for who is going out.
Okay, but parish ino muripa live talk. Saka munoti ne kusungwa kwa vasikala uye je nasi bavadera.
Ina inini kana ndo zvinazvada tombozvinzwa ndoti zvana zvinozofamba sei. Ndakuenda na kuti ndizvinzwa ndo rongwa zvinoti zvofamba sei.
All right. Aiwa, thank you so much there caller. Thank you so so much. Our caller, they say he's in he's saying he's in Botswana, but he wants to join the WhatsApp group so he can listen to news every day. Trimon Chiwanda is saying phone Ijakare and he gave us his number, but unfortunately, sorry, and there's Richard Moyo saying, Trikukunzwai, thank you so much. Vachokora muenderai zvenyumberi kuti saka takatarisa zviri kuitika munyika iyi pari zvino. Vazhinji vari kuti saka imi seTriple C chii chamuchaita munguva inotevera iyi?
Isu tirangoramba tichiita zvatanga tichingoita kurwira kodzero dzevanhu kuona kuti vana veZimbabwe vari kubatwa zvakanaka, havasi kuramba vachibatwa senhapwa. Mabatirwo avari kuitwa neZANU PF hatiregedze, hatibve pane vanhu, tiri musangano wevanhu. Saka ticharamba takamira nevanhu, tichirwa nevanhu kusvika Zimbabwe itsva, Zimbabwe yevanhu vese, because we have been fighting all this time for Zimbabwe, for everyone, and that's the Zimbabwe that will continue to fight. We'll do everything that we can, legally possible, constitutionally possible,
Thank you so much there, Mr. Jokora. You have a pleasant day. Let me now turn to one of our callers. Hello, caller Makadi. Caller Taurai Tinswe.
Magadiko, tete mavila tumshanganya unye.
Ai watiri wadi, taurai tinswe kola.
Regaendi ya, na uye zora nasi yokusita kwa ita baba wa Job Sikala 51 years, vari mutorongo, vasi imbiru wa hivi bethi de mutorongo, mukoti. Zinu zinu wadza zikuru, ndika teka zitarisa zinu kafana izozo. Azaisa fana kudero, nukuti tinuzo wati wanu waka wanda wano sungwa muka tine nyika, asukunguti. Vaifana vakapuwa bea auti kare sevanu vese, semu sumba wese, kodzure munhu wese. Asi chona maitira nituwa mkatime nyike edu, zinwaritha kuti aaa, zima tongiru wei nyika zuningi zinofamba ni saidi se gaka anje. Nukuti atisai teresa zakafana izozo, kuti wa gare gore ni mazoma jinji vangori mutorongo, pasi na ziri kuitwa. Ini maone andu mkweta, ndona so ungo kuna ungo wadzisa, kuna ungo wazao sita kabata simbarose ndo zingori papu. Zvokubvozi tere matare matare ana zvari kuita nokuti anenge achitokuudza kubva kumusoro nevanenge vachitungamira munyika nokuti asaifanira kudaro zvinhu zvinorwadza zvikuru kuti munhu ape mberi webirthday yake ari musungwa aifanira makatobudo vachitongoo zvibva kunze zvinoita vamwe nevavanavo vana vaba vanga vari bhuve nevamwe vazhinji saka hai maitiro emunyika yedu anorwadza zvikuru hatizivi kuti zvakafanira zvichapera sei zvinhu zvisinganakidze asi regai tione kwazvichaperera nokuti zvaputsa mwoyo vana veZimbabwe vakawanda zvikuru nezvekusungwa kwakaita baba avo nokuti kana zvakamira zvakafana neizvozvo kuvati yangu vanhu yekuti isu tisine simba tinoita kuda kwedu hapana hakuna vanotiudza vari vanhu vakawanda vatikaona vachimbosungwa vana mamai yeinditoshoyo vakapomerwa mhosva zvekuti vakaonekwa vachiva negoridhi nevaya vajena kugoo kwemeya vaya vaine mazimota mazhinji asi vakasunungurwa nevamwe vakawanda wanda
hatikuna
vasikala
aiwa
kutemoka vakaitwo kuti veduwe mahurero waita tiita haana kufadza vobva vatongonzi ngavasungwe saka ii shanguramba tingonyengetera zvinorema.
Thank you so much caller. And that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.